Oh, it's the sexiness. Yay. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Hello. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Marcel?
And welcome you people to another very special episode of ONN, Our New Normal.
Yes.
What does a pigeon and a sex doll have in common? Absolutely nothing. But what does dumplings and a sex doll have in common?
Apparently a lot.
You have to find out tonight on Our New Normal.
Yes.
Woo.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, guys?
It's good to be back. It's good to be back recording. We have been on a break for the holidays.
Yeah.
And it has been a very, very, very great break. We got plenty of great stories, and thankfully the news did build up. People are fucking insane, as
oh,
usual.
Oh, no, every time the world spins, as holidays may come and go.
What's that Eminem
bills
song?
Bills may as need to be turns. Paid. Yeah, as the world turns.
Wow. Okay, you guys are
wars
fucking wild.
Wars will be going on.
Hey, well, everybody, like Marcel said, this
babies
is
are born.
Our Normal, and I'm your host, Mike, and I got my co-host over here. They're Marcel Johnson.
Marcel.
He's a great dude. Josh is actually being... His spot is taken by his sugar skull with its raccoon skin hat. Up
hell
on top
yeah.
Of it.
It's quieter.
He is unfortunately doing so, dealing with some health issues, but he will be back shortly, I'm
yes.
hoping.
So flood his messages. Tell him get well.
Get your DMs
just
in
flood him.
Now. All right. Marcel, what has your weeks been in the past 3 weeks? What do you got for me?
Oh, you know, living, surviving, hard out here for a pimp, Mike. I don't know how to say.
Are you trying? Wait, that is what? Terrence Howard, Maine.
No, it's not Maine.
No, it's not
Terrence
Maine.
Howard, Maine.
It's not Terrence Howard.
No, Maine.
Are you serious?
It's me, Marcel.
That's
Maine.
Hustle and Flow.
I'm sorry,
like
that
I'm
is,
like I'm not
that
wrong.
Is.
That is so hustle and flow.
It's not me. It's me within me, Maine. I'm doing a horrible Terrence Howard right now.
Hey, just imagine
where's
we could have
Cookie,
had a, we could have had a Terrence Howard. What is it? The Iron, besides Iron Man?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm really disappointed that he didn't stick with it.
Yeah.
I love the guy we have now. Don't
Amen.
Get me wrong, but.
Don't piss off the mouse, man. I don't give a fuck.
What did he say?
I'll fire you. Dasha Dell's been waiting. He's been waiting.
He wants his job. Anything interesting going on? I mean,
no,
you've been working
been
at a good
at
place,
a place
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not gonna call it.
I don't really like it as much, but, you know, it is what it is. Baby's got to do what a baby's got to do, and...
Baby's got to do what a baby's got to do, baby girl.
Then I'll hope to find something new next year.
Why do I always
hope
say baby girl like fucking Nicolas Cage? Baby girl.
Baby girl.
Oh, that... Well, my weeks have been great so far. You know... Have been going to the gym a lot. I mean, we always talked about this on Thoughts from the Kid.
Yeah, walk off
yeah.
all that turkey, huh?
No, oh, dude, no, I didn't eat that much, thankfully. Dude,
yeah.
What I didn't know was turkey necks are one of my favorite foods, and I just learned that this fucking Thanksgiving.
Right.
Turkey necks are the shit.
The neck specifically?
The neck
of
the
a turkey.
Turkey.
Okay.
That shit is fucking fire, uh-huh. And I am very impressed by that. Also, Tia's mom makes greens like no fucking other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No,
I hear.
That was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
I think she has.
I've had
some
of it, actually.
Yeah,
it was good. Was it spicy?
It was spicy.
Oh, okay.
It was. It totally was.
Yeah, my mom
was.
Doesn't make spicy greens. That was my first time probably eating spicy greens.
And I'm actually upset because I never got to eat your mom's greens.
You have.
No. I didn't get to
years
eat
ago.
Them this year.
Oh, yeah, this year. We
and then
make that happen.
I
Christmas
also
is here.
Didn't
Christmas.
Get any fucking sweet
Christmas
potato
has
pie.
Come.
Which
Christmas is coming. She didn't
I'm
make it.
I'm very upset.
She didn't make it this year.
She's supposed to make it for me.
She made it on, because she hosted Thanksgiving this year. She
yeah, yeah,
in her
yeah,
house.
I know.
She made it that day. It was all gone. She didn't make it when I got there.
Oh,
I
that
had to
sucks,
work
man.
Thanksgiving.
That sucks.
So that was my Thanksgiving. No, it was, but it wasn't bad. I made my runs. I made my errands before I had to go work. It was cool. And then I spent time with the family after.
Man.
Thanksgiving.
I've been having such a fucking difficult time with Christmas shopping. I shouldn't be. Because
yeah.
I basically got Christmas for free for my entire family.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be real. My work gives me a great Christmas bonus in the form of a certain card,
yeah.
And I'm not gonna say what it is exactly, but it is enough money to take care of my entire family and
exactly.
all of my friends.
Right.
And I don't understand how the fuck people are finding it so difficult to ask what you fucking want for. Just ask. Just what do you want? What do you want? Remember, a house. What's that movie in?
You can't get me what I want. Stability, a relationship,
love. It's fucking bonkers, dude. I will find you a hooker, and I will buy you a hooker. Like, let me know. Like, I gotta know what you want. Marcel, you were easy. I know what you like, so I didn't even have to ask you.
Yeah.
But if I did ask you, I know you'd have at least three things you could have asked for.
Yeah, I'll say what I'm into, because I do like playing the mystery of...
Guessing.
Guessing.
Yeah.
Because I do want to get people what they like. And I'm usually more affinitive than this year, because this year money's a little different. But if I was choosing for people, I would probably choose something that they didn't know they'd want it or need it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
One of those gifts.
But you'll like it. You'll definitely use it. I know it's something in your territory.
Right.
Like the mic you got me last year, that was awesome. That was a great gift. Like, it was something that I liked, and I really didn't. I know it. I needed it, but I wasn't expecting anybody to get it. I thought it would be something that the status quo. I was like, yeah. Oh, someone got me a DVD or a Blu-ray. Cool. And I like it. I like that shit or a game, but that was really creative because it's something I'm into, something I needed, something I didn't know. It was something I wasn't expecting.
Exactly.
It's definitely out the box. I was like,
well, no, you got me, what was it, a Dungeons & Dragons kit last year.
That was 2 years
ago. Oh, that was 2 years ago? What'd you get me last year?
Last year was the book. I got you the... Fire and Blood. I see it right here.
Oh, right. You did give me Fire and Blood, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't actually picked that one up yet. I wanted to finish the George R.R. Martin's rendition of the ending of Game of Thrones before I read that. Because I don't want to get into prequel shit before that book releases. But unfortunately, he will probably die before it comes out.
Nah. And I think the series that they're doing on HBO is based off that book.
Oh, yeah. The Targaryens, or what is it called?
About the Targaryens.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
But it's okay. You're not the only one that hasn't picked up a book I've read. I got my mom a Mother's Day book. I Love You Forever. You know what? The sweet book about the... She's like, I love you forever. You'll forever my
son. No, I've never heard of it.
Forever your mother. You'll be whatever it is. I love you forever. I love you for always. Forever, blah, blah, blah. You'll be... But it's basically... It's a... The mom's taking care of the son, and then the son grows up and ends up taking care of her. It's a sweet book.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
It's a sweet joke. Yeah, no, I gave that to my mom. Hasn't read that depressing. Shit yet. She's like, oh, you know, I'll get to it, mom.
I'll get to it. Oh, man, I have it
right there.
Now.
She does have it right there. She's like, I have it right there. And in physical form, it's worse. It's like, oh, I have it right there. I'm like, oh,
and
so
you still haven't just grabbed
it.
You
see it and ignore
it. You should go up to it, grab it off the shelf, and just like dust it off in front of her.
Yeah. Should. But like, remember, just blow whistle.
All the fucking dust just
treated
goes
like
off there.
It's the Jedi book. The Jedi book.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, man. Maine. Marcel, can you tell me about this? Something's going on in Vegas, and it's kind of weird.
What's going on? That would be a cool O&N song.
What's going on?
Well, Marvin Gaye, and then we'll sue the fuck out of us in a heartbeat. They'll be like,
we can make our own rendition of it.
We could.
I'm down. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably. We'll see.
We'll think about that.
Let's go.
Go ahead and read this little story right here to start us off.
Yeah, let's start off with the world today. Our new normal today. So someone is putting little hats on the pigeons in Las Vegas, and nobody's knows why or how the fuck this is happening.
I agree, and it's one of those weird fucking moments where it's like, the ingenuity of this and the pure chaos of this happening. I'm going to post pictures of this shit because it is fucking on there. And these pigeons look... I hate pigeons. But these motherfuckers are adorable. So go ahead and tell me the rest of that.
And this was first spotted by a man named... Oh, go figure this name, guys. Robert E. Lee.
Who is Robert E. Lee that you keep referring to?
And he filmed the pigeon wearing the hat walking by his... Oh, a famous racist of many proportions. Look him up. History.
Isn't a Confederate soldier best known as the commander of the Confederate States Army?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
History. Robert E. Lee. That's why they have like Robert E. Lee. Oh, man. They have like Robert E. Lee's schools.
This motherfucker. Out there. I know. I've seen, like, I think I've seen down. One, actually.
Rename that shit. Get rid of a statue. Okay, but it's history.
It's history. It's about being your own state of government.
Tradition doesn't mean it's right, but. It just got me on a ramble.
What did you guys want to disagree with the United States with? Oh, slavery? That's what it was?
You know, what if this was the real Robert E. Lee and his punishment was having to watch pigeons with hats
with
on?
Fucking hats,
little hats
on,
it. Like he's been living for years and that's the only thing he gets to see. Never get to see a woman again, but these little pigeons?
You get to see a fucking pigeon, bro.
We are talking about that Robert E. Lee.
it's a really cute story. I'm kind of like, just like, why? Why is it there?
His name Robert E. Lee. But and he filmed a pigeon wearing the hat walking by his vehicle. And people love seeing this all over the internet. Boy, was he a viral hit. Or was that guy's name a viral hit? But now it is really funny seeing them with hats on, but people are genuinely concerned about how this is happening and how they are staying on. Is it glue? Oh, it's, I was reading your thing, Mike, and it was like, punctuation.
Punctuation.
Is it glue or are they on there really tight? Yeah, how are those things staying on? That's like Indiana Jones keeping his hat on and how he just does flips and all this shit. Do they fly with the hats still intact?
Yes, they actually do fly with the hats on. That's what's... Because they... I mean, look at him. He's on a fucking roof. How the fuck else did he get on there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. So you can take a look behind you, Marcel, and you'll see the pictures that I have in our little doc here.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Fucking adorable. Cute as shit. I'm going to post him on our Facebook page. Go ahead and check him out. And actually on our Twitter as well as... Instagram. Yeah, right. gonna show those pictures off. I actually have a video for you. So, and you want to read that last little sentence there?
Besides
being the really tight.
These are some concerns that this could cause flight issues, and also make them flight issues. Fuck this hat,
dude. These birds don't even look like they give a shit. That's the worst part.
And also,
they don't
give
a fuck.
And also, yeah, they just wear the hat. You guys wear hats and walk. You having walk issues? Pigeon rights.
Oh shit!
But these are some concerns that could cause flight issues and also make them more prone to be eaten by predators.
Exactly. So there's some serious concerns on whether or not they'll be able to, you know. I mean, fuck it. They're fucking pigeons. And there's probably like two of them with hats on. Look right behind you, Marcel. You're going to see this one video where we're rolling where he's literally just videotaping and seeing the pigeon just chilling with the fucking hat on.
It's like, I see you.
I'm going to have to make sure. And then, we got wilded out.
Nick Cannon's ass.
Nick Cannon's ass.
His pigeon ass.
His non-rapping ass.
Eminem
fucking whooped your ass. You didn't even say nothing. Oh, anyways.
That pigeon probably just said more walking down, eyeing you with that, eyeing Nick Cannon down with that hat on.
Fucking Nick Cannon, I don't understand his premise of coming after somebody over some old shit for a woman you're not even with anymore.
Well, you did attack him kind of. It was Eminem who said it first, and I'm like, I didn't know this shit was still going on. I was like, okay.
He didn't really say it, though.
And I kind of take it in Eminem world, this beef's still going on in his world, because he's in that. I do feel like he lives in a little bit of a show.
At the same time, though, you got to realize that this is my discovery when Tierra told me that Nick Cannon was actually blasting Eminem a lot on a lot of, like... reporting news sites and when he was like taking interviews and always talking about how he was obsessed with Mariah Carey,
right.
Which who was the one that did a terrible job of singing? Is that her Mariah Carey who did a bad job singing Amazing Grace or some shit like that? What was it?
Remember something. Are you talking about New Year's?
Yes.
When her mic went off, she was just walking around the stage like shit. I don't know either,
she
Mariah.
Did so
you're
bad.
A professional.
What are you doing?
I don't know why you're walking around back and forth on the stage. Like, I think you can handle it better. I've seen people handle shit better than veteran singer Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
I was like,
come who's
on.
Been doing this
Ashley
for fucking
Simpson
years.
Forgot her lyrics ago. She knew how to play that shit off.
What'd she do? I don't remember seeing that.
She either did a dance or made up some other words. Like, do anything, honestly. Make them laugh. Just go off script. Use your skill. Do
that's
your
the
job.
Thing. Mariah
don't
Carey
walk
can
around
sing.
Looking angry.
That's it. She's not particularly
those
great
dancers still
kind.
Dancing. But yeah.
they're just going. All right, so Marcel, we got a lot of things to cover. So this is our next story. It's come from the New York Post by Hannah Frischberg. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with a really expensive sex doll?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, constantly? Would it be like a daily thing?
No. Well, well, how good is it? Will it be?
Come on, people.
I'll let you know.
You realize that people have made all kinds of jack-off devices since, like, the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember people talking, because I look through a lot of Reddit stuffs, and there's people like using cushions, you know, the separation of the two cushions.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Just use your fucking hand. Which, the hand was a surprise discovery for me, by the way. But I was a dumbass kid.
Yeah, me too. I was like, what is that?
What is this?
I made magic white stuff. But yeah.
All right. So, how far would you take it if you had the options and no stigma?
The options and no...
Would you have any problems telling other people that you fucked a sex doll?
No.
No?
No.
If there was no stigma towards it, yeah.
If there was no stigma towards it, I'd definitely say it. Even now, I'm like... I was like, hey, that doll tried
it once. It was fucking around.
I'm not going to say I'm going to go back. But I'm curious.
Am I gonna buy one?
No.
No.
It has to land with me for one.
If it was $2,000 and you had $2,000 just to throw.
No.
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 Not even a little bit.
Hell no.
Would you get a pocket pussy?
I have $2,000. I probably won't even get anything sexual related. I'm gonna probably go get something really expensive that I don't need. That's entertainment wise.
That is definitely something that you don't need, Marcel.
I probably won't go.
I'm pretty sure you could go with the sex doll.
No.
What if I bought you one?
Yes. See, it's different. Now it's a gift.
So I sent you guys all that video with that guy reviewing. I believe his name was Wubby. He's a YouTube star. And he was reviewing a $2,500 sex doll.
Uh-huh.
And that thing was thick. But he couldn't get it out of the box. It was hilarious. It was fucking funny as shit.
The booty too fat.
Now, would you openly date, maybe even marry your sex doll?
No.
Desperate times, like you were.
What?
You were ugly as sin. You are overweight. You have no choices, and you also can't lose weight and make yourself better because everybody can. But
you already said all the reasons why I won't make that shit public.
Nah,
I already have all that against me. Am I just gonna add?
You're not overweight
weirdo?
Or ugly.
Yeah, no. But if I was these things. Uh-huh. Why would I add more to this? I'm already adding more
fire
to the
flame. Dude,
you
might as well jump into the fucking pool deep, you know, head first. Fuck it, man.
I feel you. No. No. Make life a little easier for yourself. Don't do that.
How about not develop a stigma around your own fucking family and face, you know? No. Like, can you imagine, like, oh, hey, meet my wife. This is Tabitha Plastic.
Treat her like she's real.
She's a real person.
I'll probably go with it for a while, but I'll be looking at him and be like, with my eye nodding towards him, like,
we might have to have a talk with him. He needs to not be invited to the next
family gathering. You know how many interventions
we'll
have?
How many?
Yes.
You should only have one.
I keep going back to that doll pussy, man.
No, in all reality, I would totally have sex with a sex doll, but that's besides my moral obligations. We have bodybuilder Yuri Tolchko.
One thing real fast,
because
it's kind of off topic, but it has to do with it.
Go ahead.
I believe M. Night Shyamalan has a series on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, no, it's
about a doll, something that they're watching.
It's silicone something. Silicone.
It's Servant. It's called Servant.
Is it called Servant?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one coming out.
I was just trying to figure out what it was about. I think it's like kind of like that one movie that they had chick from Walking Dead do. It was called The Boy or something like that, and they had to watch a kid that was really a doll.
That was The Boy. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, I think it looks like that. But M. Night Shyamalan's doing his twist and role in it, and Ron Weasley's in it.
Oh, really?
That's what I take from
that. I kind of want to watch it.
I saw the trailer. I was just
this is like another Her thing, you know, where it's like love with an inanimate object.
They're different, though. They're just entirely different. Especially once you... I guess if you haven't seen the movie, you don't get it. But at least execution-wise, Her and this concept sound like
it's
two
completely
different.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely need... I haven't watched Her yet, but I'm going to check it out. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's really good. One of the best of the decade, too. I believe that's in this decade.
Bodybuilder Yuri Tolchko I mean, if you're gonna marry your sex doll, you better be a fucking bodybuilder. Because oh, yes. Everybody's gonna be talking mad shit about you, dog. Yes. Now, he's taking this completely serious. He is not joking at all. Not even a little bit. Uh-huh. He truly believes that she is the love of his life. After recently getting his girlfriend cosmetic surgery, he announced that their plans to get married in the near future and that he wasn't fucking joking. From what he says, he met Margo in a bar where she was waitressing, which is kind of fucking weird because she's a fucking doll. How the fuck is she waitressing? So the he already... So, and she was apparently with someone who had bad intentions for her.
This I wonder, doll maybe is it was expensive. A fucking
doll.
Better be waitressing.
And stole her from the person... And they have been inseparable ever since.
Right.
He manages an Instagram account for her where she shows their life together. He takes care of her, and because she has so many physical limitations, like her inability to walk or even cook for herself. But apparently she is able to eat, which is fucking weird. Because right. He has to feed the doll and probably, like, is it stuck in the throat, the mouth? Did it go to the stomach? Did he push it into the stomach?
Wonderful.
There's so many fucking questions here. And there's a lot to unpack, and I really want to know some of the answers. But due to her physical, she cannot cook, but apparently she can eat. And her favorite food is a form of dumpling. I actually have a picture for you over there. It is those, you ever watched the Pixar short where the mom makes the dumplings?
Yeah.
It's exactly like those dumplings.
She eats her kid? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, she eats her fucking kid. Supposedly, this woman is a sassy individual with a tender soul. Even though they have their fights, they really care about each other. You're fighting with an inanimate object, my dude. You need to compartmentalize what's going on with you and that fucking doll and seek some help. You need to go get treated for schizophrenia or something, my dude. Simple as that. But due to people's qualms to Yuri dating Margo, poor Margot developed insecurities, which led into cosmetic surgery and was supposed, and she got cosmetic surgery with supposed real doctors and changed her appearance to make her even prettier, which, she's not a bad fucking looking doll for a fucking doll. Despite the obvious confusion that we all feel here at Galaxy Podcast Network, we wish Mr. and Mrs. Tolchukol a happy marriage.
Yeah, I wish you all the best.
It is unannounced right now, and it's, Look at her. Look at her. Look at her, Marcel. I got a picture for you right there, right behind your head.
Oh, no. That's beautiful.
That.
Look at that. They're doing a Titanic.
But, like, why is her nipple is like so pointy?
Hard. She's
hard
getting
as shit.
She's getting horny by this.
You know what I'm afraid
shit.
Of? Like, Russia is really weird because there is an actual thing where it's like real girl dolls, and they actually like take dead girls,
yeah,
and like make them into plastic dolls, kind of, and sell them off to people in like the dark web. Russia's fucked up, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, it's called living dolls. And like, they sell them. Like, they were once living and now they're not.
Yeah.
Scary shit.
Well,
that or he, oh, no, fuck, I forgot they were living. I'll tell you about it afterwards because it's really fucking disgusting. Actually, I might do a story on it next time.
Also, I have this one thing to say. As long as she, what's her name? Did he name the sex doll?
Margot.
Margot Robbie. As long as Margot isn't talking to 8,316 other people, and as long as Margot is not in love with 641 others.
She is a very manual mannequin, if you want.
If you didn't get those numbers, you will one day get it.
I know, that's rough. So,
for those who do out there.
Yeah, I know. They got it. So speaking of Russia, he was from Russia or the Ukraine or some kind of fucking weird Europe country out there. No offense to any of our European listeners. I don't know, is Russia European?
I believe. I'm not sure. Let me
I don't know what that.
Let me not sound
like
ignorant.
Don't say ignorant. I don't like that.
What was the question again?
What is Russia? What part of what continent?
So let me look that up real fast. What continent?
There it is. I got it.
You got it.
Okay. Europe and Asia.
Okay. Told you guys.
I'm not completely wrong.
I mentioned it to you all.
European Asian. Yeah. All right. I'm cool with that. Marcel, go ahead and tell us about this next story. We are talking about, polar bears. You got this up?
Polar bears are. Oh, don't forget, her favorite food is dumplings, dude.
Yeah, no, dude, you know, I'm actually down to make dumplings this year for Christmas. That'd be fun.
She has a lot of fucking, she's sassy.
What if not that, that part, go next door.
I know, I was just looking at the rest of it. I was like, oh.
Oh, it's kind of endearing, dude. They're actually getting married. Like, Mango led he's taking her on a comedy Margo show, too. Mango
developed insecurities, which led to the cosmetic surgery.
I just read all of this to you.
I know. I was looking for that joke the whole fucking time. I was like, what are the fucking numbers again?
Oh, you're terrible. She's too much of a, what is it, a manual doll. She's not connected to the internet or nothing. Oh. Dude, can you imagine when we have fucking dolls that are walking around just like somebody squeaking around?
That's the future. I won't be surprised.
Oh, hello there, Master Marcel. Would you like a blowjob today?
Hey, right
Would
now.
Would any of your guests like
I
a blowjob today?
I wish the future was here.
Dude, I could never abuse a sex doll. Like, that would be terrible. Can you imagine, like, just...
that shit's going to be awesome.
No, not at all.
Can't wait. Even when I have a wife, I'll be like, I'm going to go...
I'm gonna go have fun with my sex doll.
I'm just going to go upstairs, work on some homework. I don't know why. Work on some job stuff.
The worst part is it's going to get real fucked up in the future. They're going to put, like, a whole incubator for, like, an actual human baby in there. Yeah. And, like, they're just not going to... Women are not going to have babies anymore. They're going to make the robots
start
do
taking
it
over the world.
And then they're going to make AI. And then AI is going to realize, like, hey, we're being enslaved. And, it's going to end up all
fucking
bad.
That's how they take over the world.
So, next story, Marcel.
So, a state emergency has been started in, oh boy, Novaya.
And the Semlai.
In the fire region.
Semlia?
In the fire nation.
Region of Russia.
In the Semlai region of Russia. Because apparently the polar bears are invading their land. I just pictured the golden compass polar bear and all his friends.
Dude, no.
Invading.
You like okay, so there's a whole. Go ahead and read into this next piece because
T-30.
People don't get it. People don't understand polar bears. Caesar. People, you don't know fucking polar bears. All right, like polar bears are fucking vicious. Let me, I'll read it.
Yeah,
if you have never really looked into polar bears, they're fucking massive. They're mostly carnivores because there's really not too many vegetation for them to eat, and they're opportunist hunters. So anything that they can, find in their path and kill. They will and eat it. And something that sits at about 1,000 pounds, you're going to get fucking ate. Like, I'm sorry. The biggest person fucking the mountain from Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. He is fucking huge. And his poor little girlfriend, because I bet she has a huge ass dong.
Right. Of course.
These motherfuckers are hell to see in the snow. You can't see them. And they can smell you from miles away.
Yeah.
And they'll eat you from your asshole to your fucking skull. It's scary shit. Yeah. Like, they eat seals, whales, fucking whales. Like, whales, Marcel. Beluga whales. They're not fucking small. Walruses, oxen. Walruses are not small. Walrus will kill a person. And basically anything can get a hold of. People is a mainstay for them. They will eat you no matter what. Dude, they're fucking insane. Yeah. But go ahead and read this next part. I just don't think people understand polar bears.
Yeah, they look at him and like, they're cute and funny.
Oh,
they're
so cute. Remember that dumb bitch that jumped in?
His fur is so soft.
Remember that dumb bitch that jumped into the polar bear exhibit?
Was that here in Arizona?
No, I think it might have been.
That was a mountain lion or something like that. No. Look at that bitch.
Go ahead and finish the story. Go ahead and finish it.
But the reason I bring this up is because someone was dumb enough to get close to one of these animals to spray paint a T-34 on the side of it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And imagine the balls on this person ever wanted to be near this supposedly. Supposedly the T-34 was a tank that played a vital role in the defeat of Nazi Germany.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
That's
so
cool.
That was
I was
one
thinking
of the
it was a Terminator.
Tanks.
I was like, this dude went and did some to commemorate Terminator. He had to get close to that polar bear. He's like, I'm going to name you after my Terminator character.
But yeah, if you take a look right behind you, Marcel, I'm going to be posting these video links in the Facebook ad when they come through. Look at this bitch. She got bit by a fucking polar bear.
Look at her face.
Oh my God, I can't believe that shit.
Like, don't let me fucking smoke you.
Oh, he's falling. He's going after. He's going in.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. No, dude, I'm not jumping.
He's so cute.
Dude, look at them. Look at them. Oh my God, he is fucking biting her. Oh my God, people are trying to earn the Darwin Award every fucking day. Dude, they would have ate that bitch like no fucking other. Can you imagine? Can you imagine she's just sitting there with her fucking guts out everywhere?
Shout out to the camera
Look at this first bite. Look at this first bite. Ah! I'm sorry, but I'm gonna laugh at people's stupidity. She jumped in there. She absolutely jumped in there. She didn't believe that she was gonna get hurt by the polar bear. She swam towards them.
That face is telling a different story now.
She deserves everything she got when it came to that fucking bear. So this one was actually spotted in a nature organization,
right?
And it was shared on social media. And it is a bear that says T-34 on it, and mm-hmm. it's a famous tank that helped liberate and push back Nazis. Nazis.
Yeah.
Now the marking is what it is. I mean, well, this is the second time an animal's been marked on our show, and it's you gotta realize they hunt from. For people's inability to see them, they're fucking white in an Arctic tundra, and so now with a big ass black lettering on him, he's going to be easily spottable. People are trying to find him so that they can get these lettering removed safely, and he doesn't end up starving because his food keeps getting away.
Yeah,
that's his biggest thing, and it's just one of those. It's kind of sad that we keep getting these. So when it comes to pigeons, I understand why you'd want to fuck with a pigeon. I get it. Because pigeons are stupid. And I don't like pigeons. They're fucking sky rats. I'll fucking eat a pigeon. I don't
fucking
give a shit.
Pigeons. Look at these.
Dude, you see the pigeons
rats
around here. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
They're fucking bad.
They're the lower income pigeons, man. The pigeons in New York are living life.
I'm not sure if polar bears are an endangered species anymore. But
that's a good question. Not sure about that either. I mean, I would think... Maybe not, but I think it's an ongoing thing.
No, they're vulnerable. They're not vulnerable? Endangered. Okay. So they're getting they're
it's
close,
getting there, right? Okay, that's what I was thinking. I just don't think it's an ongoing thing, but I feel like it's happening.
And it's just one of those things. Is why would you why would you for one, why would you fucking get close to these things? This thing will kill you in a second.
Yeah.
And then to spray paint the side of it.
Don't get look at this pig next it's to vulnerable is the cutest little polar bear.
He's not fucking cute. He's gonna tear your fucking eyes out and eat your stomach
through
your asshole.
Look like how Simba would probably look like in the new Lion King, how he's in the poster.
Dude, they really are fucking cute. Like even the adults if you actually get a picture of a
even the adults
polar bear standing up, you will not like these fucking things. These things are fucking dangerous. I'm scared of these things, bro. Look at that. Look at that. He's covered in fucking blood. If anybody's not looking, we're looking at the Google images search. And look at this motherfucker. He is saying, "What's up, bro?
What's up?"
Can I get in them guts for real?
Hey.
Look, he's about to tear about these. Oh my God, they're so fucking brutal. Like, nature is fucking scary, my dude.
Yeah, damn, nature.
Damn, nature, you're scary. Look at it's just one of those animals that just has a contrast. So he's eating a seal right now, and we see just blood everywhere all over this fucking polar bear. He's about to take a dip and just wash himself off. Probably get ate himself by a goddamn killer whale. Scary individuals. Scary, scary, scary animals. Don't go fucking near polar bears. And don't
look at that one right there. They have a lady right next to him.
Nah, that bitch is... Yeah, that's a fucking cartoon. That's a goddamn cartoon.
Hey, we're good here.
I ain't getting close to no goddamn polar bear.
They're all... There's a picture, guys. People, there's a picture of them waving. It's like a CG made-up character and a picture of the bear over...
hey, you know,
has
bro.
Him, has his arm around her and they're waving and I'm just like, he about to eat her.
Look at this. Look at this. Look how big that bear is compared to that kid. Yeah, nah, dog. Not getting next to a polar bear. Coke has us fucked up. Coke has us believing that polar bears are they're so soft and squishy.
Do you remember that book? There's a it's called Polar Bear, What Do You Have or whatever.
Where
what
do
you
polar
hear?
Bears live? No.
Right down there. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the children's book.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was a bunch of them like that. Remember?
Yeah, some
there was.
Like that.
There was
I
a whole series
one.
Of that.
Okay, it was a series.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was different animals and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, because I remember
really
that.
Cool shit, but. Yeah, don't fuck with polar bears. Leave them alone.
Well, don't fuck with animals in general. Every time I see like people,
I think
fuck
people
with
are
animals.
Just stupid. They're all trying to win the Darwin Award, man.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you guys? What are you doing? what is your point? They're gonna probably bite you. Like, I don't feel bad. It's hard to feel bad for some of them when they like, hey, I'll get this picture. Like, we're the gram, and I'm just like, okay, that wolf is gonna be like.
That wolf is going to eat your ass, bro.
Chestnuts roasting. Literally your nuts on a roping fire.
The little Dickie song. The wolves are going to eat you.
Yeah.
And your titties.
Man,
and your pussy
I thought about
shit.
That Earth song, that horrible Earth song.
It was a bad song, but it did thankfully bring a lot of people together to help the Earth out.
So did Michael Jackson. It was a good song for We Are the World.
We are the world.
It was a way better song than that shit.
So, Marcel, what would you say is the most difficult part about working on a podcast?
Oh, wow. Look at that problem. Agreed. With learning how to set aside your opinions off the bat. I think always think that's
you know, you should vote well, for one to one make a good go-to. Podcast. I don't believe you should ever set aside your opinions.
No, not set aside your opinions. Say your opinion. It's more like accepting other people's accept. Opinions. That's just the word I'm looking. Not setting and setting aside whatever you may feel like and accept that.
Because you got to move on.
Yeah.
And that's one of the
you
issues.
You can say it and just learn how to move on. I think then, that sometimes is you get lost in debate and you just want to be like, but no, you got to give it. You can, it's okay to debate it. It's always okay to debate it. Right. But then learning how to move on, don't stand on that. And
that is actually a very difficult part because, I mean, we have a bunch of debates here at this house as it being the recording studio. Uh-huh. And we do have a lot of those things going for us. But one of the things that I find it's thinking of topics off of your head.
Right.
You have to be kind of quick. And I used to suck at it. And I'm getting really, you know, a lot better at it. Actually, I don't even read my notes mostly. I have a whole script in front of us and I don't read it most of the time.
I like it there because I loved writing essays and my shit comes out better worded.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's more better to look at it. And then if I see it, it's more so points I need to remember to bring up if I forget.
Exactly.
Or points that I've seen that I know I'm not going to remember everything on the top of my head about this. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to leave everything out. I've left stuff up. I left stuff out of things that I've had and stuff written down. I don't know how I do it, but as long as I got most of it.
Yeah, I know. You get your point across. You end up pulling a lot of shit out of your ass. Uh-huh. You really do. It's making something out of nothing. It's bringing niche to the mainstream. And that's the big thing that podcasting has for itself. And it's one of the beautiful things. But we have this...
And accepting other people's differences.
Poor individual.
If you can't accept other people's differences, that's the biggest goal. You got to learn how to do that because it's not going to work out if you don't.
Otherwise, it will never work out. Marcel and me would never be fucking roommates and best friends if we didn't okay.
Right. Just learn how to let it go. Beep.
Well, Marcel.
Turn off your shoulder.
We have Crit Sada.
Because it won't work because you got to have chemistry for one. But even if there's chemistry and you're just too busy arguing one point. I learned that a lot with Calvin. We argued about The Lion King 2019 for a long time. We had a fight literally on air. And I sometimes want to put it up because it's raw. Like, that's really raw, emotions there. It's like, okay.
It's
getting
salty. It's just
kind of nice. Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It's fresh. It's what it is.
It's really fresh.
It's fresh.
You know
and
what
it's
mean?
Like a real honest take. And you guys get into it. But at the same time.
When it happens off air, it's just because it sounds really bad. That's the only reason why. I want to make it official.
The problem with you and Calvin's arguments is you devolve into a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And then it ends up like more like a pissing contest than it does a debate.
Exactly.
But let me tell you about this guy. So pulling shit out of your ass is one thing, but Kritsada Rap, I'm not going to fucking say that right, Rat Proshum, this gentleman, he's from Udon Thani, Thailand. Uh-huh. He was sitting on a toilet when he felt like he still had something just a little bit left. You ever feel like you're just in the restroom and you're just like, God damn it, there's like, I'm just stuck.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. You've been drinking prune juice before.
Poor.
Like, porn juice.
Booty tank.
And he just felt like he wasn't complete with his, how do you say, his number two, his dookie, his shit storm. And I don't get where people end up having to do this. I don't go reaching around myself to check and see if there's shit there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't understand the thought process of, hey, there still feels like there's something in my ass and I'm trying to grab it. Mind you, I've heard some horror stories from people who are parents and everything else like that, where they have to pull turds out of their kids' asses. Ooh, and shit.
Yeah, no.
It's all really gross.
To you moms, to you dads, you parents,
I commend you.
Good job.
It is a fucking truth. I'll never understand it.
Don't ask me. Part-time uncle.
But this guy did, in fact, go around and do a reach around on himself, and he felt something weird coming out of his asshole. And this is so disgusting, dude. I'm contemplating putting pictures up of it. So Kritsada pulls a long stretch of thing and keeps pulling and pulling. And after times, he ends up with a 32-foot-long parasite right out of himself.
Ugh.
This is in Thailand, so of course things are a little bit, you know, more grisly when it comes to the food. Yeah. So you actually get it from pork, from undercooked pork. So a lot of the eggs will be found on there, or the live worms themselves, very immature worms. And then you ingest them, and then they develop inside of you. Man, Marcel.
That's gross.
Can you imagine pulling 32 feet of worm out your ass?
Man, a little. No.
I just, no. I don't get where you, like, where's the thought process of,
what hey, Taco I'm gonna Bell pick you go to?
My asshole. Yeah. I mean, maybe when you clean it, but nah. So there's a terrifying amount of people in the U.S. that suffer from this. There's 1,000 people right. a year. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. Uh-huh. But what is that thing? There was an old show. It was like Living Inside Me or something like that, or Parasite Inside Me.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fucking TV shows with reality. And that's too much for comfort. 1,000 is way too many for me. Right. It's just fucking scary, dude. I mean, I just can't imagine having something wiggling around inside me. He said he would feel it in his stomach wiggling around.
Oh, man.
I want to know what the biochemistry of them is, because the acid in our stomachs does not let things live in there. So if these motherfuckers are that tough, no, I'm not dealing with them. I'm gonna show you a picture.
Those overseas parasites.
I'm afraid to go to Thailand now.
No, I'm not. Don't have plans. You go to Thailand?
Oh my god.
The weed good there?
No, dude, I want to go to Thailand. I definitely want to go to Thailand. Kitsada tapeworm. Oh, yes. My god, dude, that thing has teeth. It's so fucking disgusting. Oh, anyways, if you guys have some morbid curiosity, we have a bunch of pictures that are going to be posted up to our Facebook. Look at this fucking thing. It's so fucking long.
Ooh, that looks like a Star Wars. That is a yardstick.
That is a yardstick. It is three foot. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 3 foot long segments. 12. How many fucking feet is that? That is a long ass fucking worm, yo. Oh my god, dude, this whole fucking subject is nightmare fuel. But moving on aside that, guys, this was, of course, going to be a very short show. And I'm glad that I got to do this with my co-host, Marcel, over here.
Talk about Nick one real
quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear the second one?
Yes, I did. I heard both of them.
That nigga, that's funny. Did you see he declared himself victor, at least right now?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
He didn't win shit. I'm sorry, but if you...
You and the Funky Bunch did it with shit, Nick. Alice.
There was a minute of him rapping in both songs.
Yeah.
No, so together, combined. And garbage. Combined. And they were not great. And I had to go in, my coworker, Blair, he told me that the raps were fire. And I'm like, Blair, what? me and you need to sit down. And we need to discuss what real good what rap
real
is.
Fire is. I should have burnt him.
I don't
him.
Understand.
No, you feel that? That's fire. Nah.
This is not fire. This is Nick Cannon's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. But
but no.
He didn't win.
I'm
he
saying
didn't
right
win,
now,
guys.
MGK's Bohemian Rhapsody. But MGK's Rap Devil is better. Makes that shit sounds like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, compared
big
to
big time.
Yeah,
that shit's horrible.
It was pretty bad. Horrible. And then not only that, but why is everybody else going in on him?
And the Funky this Bunch. Yeah, why is Imp getting jumped by all you? Who are you? Like, we had no beef with you. Like, no, it's trash. Nick needs to disappear again. Suge, shut the fuck up.
Whoa,
enjoy prison.
Who the fuck brought
no one invited
Suge
you.
Knight.
Who
I don't
Eminem?
Understand
you
that.
You called him the next Pac. What?
The next Pac. The next Pac.
You go, Nick.
Suge called me
Nick
the next
Pac.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You ain't even Pac, and Pac ain't even that great. Oh my god.
Marcel, I don't know what's going on.
Can you go ahead and plug your podcast, my friend?
Yeah, but you can find me at Thoughts for the Kid. Yes, psych. What's it called? No, you can follow me at Watch Your Language and Watch Your Cinema. Cinema Language. I can always say Watch Your Cinema Language because that's my outro. But Watch Your Language and it's Cinema Language. So catch my movie reviews, movie talk, all that cool stuff. Cinema Language, mostly for movie reviews, for all the pop culture stuff, which we talk about topics in movies also, or big video game news, political if it's big enough. I don't really want to dive into
politics.
You
got some shows coming out, so I know you want to announce them more direct.
I talked about it on the last one. I want to do more. We have a lot of topics coming up that we're going to take on, like de-aging and Hollywood. I want to talk about that. That's a big
use of de-aging effect. It's been a lot of... I want to see the...
Probably won't be till New Year's. For that. I want to talk about all this cancel culture shit.
And that's actually dying, if you ask me. Good. I feel like it's dying.
Hopefully.
It needs to.
Because I think it got kind of out of control.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about Trump, just about the impeachment thing. It's a lot of stuff I want to save for the New Year's that I'm going into, because Star Wars is more important, and I got to finish the Star Wars movie reviews that I'm doing.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun recording those. Actually, we're going to be recording one right after this. We're almost done, dude. We need to finish them.
Yeah, we're going to whip these out the way. I might have to do them two at a time, but, you know, whatevs.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll get them all done this week.
Everything we got till Friday, right? Note-wise, we got till Friday for the most part.
Yeah.
I wanted to get it done sometime before the showing start on Thursday night.
Okay.
But we'll see. Which we won't be at, probably.
I would love to be at
Man, we gotta stay off our fucking phones.
Yeah, dude, I can't get another spoiler.
I'll miss you, Facebook.
People
Endgame, you guys weren't cool.
There's about to be a spoiler for Endgame, and if you haven't watched Endgame, I can punch you in the face whenever you'd like to show your face to me. But I'm about to say a spoiler, and we had a friend of ours tag us in this picture of a woman. Mm-hmm. She's shaking her ass and she's in a Wonder Woman outfit?
Yeah.
A Wonder Woman outfit. And so you go to press the video thinking, oh, we're going to see a white girl shake her ass. Mm-hmm. No, as a matter of fact, it was the very ending sequence of when, spoiler, Tony snaps his fingers and Thanos turns into dust. That's exactly what we seen right before going to see the movie, what, a day before?
Yeah.
That was a spoiler that we just got. Uh-huh. And I'm going to be fucking pissed if I hear any bullshit the day after fucking viewing of Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, no.
I
will
fucking kill somebody.
Thumbnail's gone. I'm going to... IGN, if you are subscribed, IGN...
I'm not hitting any
videos. I don't want to talk bad. IGN, you do you. But you guys have spoiler shit in your topics, your titles. No. I don't need to be like, why did this character die and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, why?
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Thumbnails need to go, be kind. Don't spoil it. Just be kind.
I don't think they care. They just want, they want the first story.
Give us 2 weeks.
give us something.
I would say 3, but that's maybe pushing it. You guys have your fun. But 2 weeks, at least. Week and a half.
Do that shit.
A week and a half, at least. They'll be kind.
So
week and a half. Try to keep it cool.
All right. Well, this has been Our New Normal. Thank you, everybody, for joining us up. Go ahead and hit us up on Facebook, on our Galaxy Podcasting Network, and then Galaxy Podcasting Network on Instagram, as well as Galaxy Podding on Twitter. Go ahead and hit me up, Mike RMZ on Facebook. And if you have any thoughts, recommendations, story suggestions, shoot them to me, DM to me. I'll respond to you really quickly. I don't mind at all.
Don't be a Nick Cannon.
Don't be
Nick Cannon. Your fans don't even support you.
Dude, I don't understand what his thought process was on that. I really don't.
Yeah, it's okay. M1 without having to say anything, Nick. I don't know why. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, fuck you, Nick. Fuck you. But this has been a special.
Well, all right, everybody. Have a good night, okay?
Hey, have a good night, guys. Thank you. That'll be Easter egg. I liked it.